读经进度，包括立位记。
This Bible reading for this week includes Leviticus.
今天晚上我们来看学习立位记第九章还有第十章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 9 and 10.
立位记的第九章。
Leviticus chapter 9.
从二十二节一直到二十四节。
From verse 22 to 24. Leviticus 20, chapter 9, 22 to 24. Then Aaron lifted his hand toward the people, blessed them, and came down from the offering, the sin offering, the burnt offering, and peace offerings. 23. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle meeting and came out and blessed the people. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. 24. And fire came out from before the Lord.And consumed the burnt offering and the fat on the altar. When all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces.
在立位记里面，有五大献祭。
In the Leviticus, scroll, there is five types of offerings.
以色列百姓在旷野地，神要他们做两件事情。
When the Israelites was in the wilderness, there was two things that God expected of them.
第一个就是给他们诫命、律例、典章。
One was to give them the laws, ordinances, and regulations.
让他来学习过一个敬畏神的生活。
So they knew how to live a life that is holy unto the Lord.
那第二个就是要他们盖会幕。
And secondly, they were expected to build the tabernacle.
那以会幕为中心来安营。
And that the tabernacle will be a center of their lives and their worship.
然后在会幕里面来学习。献祭就是侍奉。
To learn to serve and to offer, make offerings in the tabernacle.
今天我们的信仰生活也是可分作两大部分。
Today our spiritual lives can also be split into two aspects.
第一个就是学习神的话。
The first one is to learn the word of God.
在至圣的真道上造就自己。
That we can build us up in the most holy faith.
在神的话上操练敬虔。
That we can be trained in the godliness and the word of God.
第二个就是来建我们的教会。
And secondly is to build up our church.
让我们在教会里面来奉献神所悦纳的侍奉。
So that we can offer the right type of services and sacrifices that God is pleased with.
其实这两件事情在信仰生活已经让我们有相当事情可以做。
And these two aspects of our lives will take up our entire lives.
那在第九章里面，我们刚刚读的三节圣经节。
In the three verses we just read.
他们献了赎罪祭、燔祭、平安祭。
They offered burnt offering, peace offering, and also the trespasser offering.
献祭的目的有几个。
There are several purposes to offerings.
一个是赎罪。
One is to pay for the sin offering.
一个是感恩。
One is to thank God.
一个是向神祈求。
And one is to ask of God.
所以献祭。
And these are called offerings.
那献完祭以后。
And after the offerings are made.
我们就看神的荣光向以众民显现。
We see the glory of God was manifested to all the people.
这个表示他们所献的祭品照着神所指示的样式来献，神喜悦。
That means that their offerings were pleasing and acceptable in accordance with God's wishes.
那神喜悦就有一个明证，荣光向会众显现。
If God is pleased with them, then the glory of God appeared to all the congregation.
然后有火从神的面前出来。
And fire came forth from the Lord.
然后把祭坛上所有的献的祭品全部都烧。
And it consumed the entire burnt offering that was offered on the altar.
那这样献祭到底有什么，对以色列百姓信仰有什么影响呢？
Now, what is the effect or impact of these offerings to their faith?
所以二十四节最后说，众民一见，就都欢呼，俯伏在地。
The Israelites said that when all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces.
欢呼什么？
Why were they shouting?
欢呼看到神的荣光。
Because they witnessed the glory of God.
这是地上所没有办法经验到的。
This is not a glory that can be experienced in this material world.
欢呼神与他们同在。
They shouted for they saw the abundance of God clearly.
接纳他们所奉献的祭品。
That God was favored and pleased with their offering.
俯伏在地就是对神更加的崇拜敬拜。
And falling on their faces shows their honors and honor and reverence to God.
因为那看不见的神在他们献祭的时候。终于让他们有体验。
Because they have finally now witnessed that invisible God among their presence.
所以神跟人是互动的。
And so God and man will have interactions.
圣经说，你们如果转向我，我就是转向你。
The Bible promises that if we turn back to God, God will also turn back to us.
那奉献神所悦纳的灵祭，这个就是回转向神。
And when we offer up a spiritual sacrifice that is pleasing to the Lord. This is called turning back to God.
那神悦纳有一个证明，神就要转向我们。
And once, how do we know if God is favoring our or pleased with our offering, He will turn.
所以我们在生活中就对神的恩典有体验，可以看到神的作为，神的荣耀。
Or that He's turning His back to her, He's turning back to us. It is because we can witness His work in our daily lives and how He's abiding with us.
那在圣经里面，你有好几次献祭神喜悦从天上降火来把祭物烧掉。
In the Bible, it records several times when God was pleased with the offering, He will send fire from heaven to consume the burnt offerings.
我们看列王记上的十八章。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 18.
列王记上的十八章。
1 Kings chapter 18.
列王记上十八章。
1 Kings chapter 18.
三十八节。
Verse 38. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood and the stones and the dust. It was licked up the water, and that was in its trench.
39节.
Verse 39. Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God.
这一次献祭这对以色列百姓的信仰非常重要。
And this sacrifice was very critical to the faith of the Israelites.
因为从十七章已经三年半不下雨了。
Because since
十八章
，since chapter 18, there has not been rain for 3 years.
所以有饥荒。
And so there was famine.
因此在国家里面很多的寡妇。
And there was therefore many widows in the country.
不下雨就是神不祝福。
If there is no rain, that means that God is not blessing the nation.
那为什么神不祝福？
Why does God not bless the nation of Israel?
因为以色列百姓的心已经离开神。
Because the hearts of the people of Israel have departed from God.
所以我们在看以利亚献祭之前就是假先知这样巴利献祭。
And we saw that before Elijah made his offering, the false prophets were making their offerings to Baal, the false god.
巴利就是偶像，是假神。
And Baal is the idol, is a false god.
可见这个神的选民，他的心已经归向假的神。
And so we can see the hearts of these people of Israel has been turned to a false god.
他们是背着神。
Their backs have been turned to God.
当然，神就离开了他们了。
And they have forsaken God, so God also forsake them.
所以天就不下雨，没有恩典就饥荒。
And therefore heaven is closed, and there is no rain to bless them.
那以利亚的献祭看到火降下来。
And therefore famine ensued. And now with Elijah, we see God has favor on them and sent down fire.
这个代表神悦纳他的奉献。
This represents that God is pleased with their offering.
这也代表大有能力的神与他们同在。
This represents the Almighty God is abiding with this people.
在那一个时刻，以色列百姓对神的态度就回转。
And during that moment in time when they experienced God, their hearts were turned back toward God.
所以三十九节众民看见就说耶和华是神，耶和华是神。
And verse 39, they fell on their faces and they all admitted that the Lord He is God, Lord He is God.
在十八章的二十节以利亚二十一节对他们说。
And in chapter 18, verse 21, Elijah said to them,
说你们拜的神如果是神，那你就要弃掉巴利啊。那如果巴利是神，那你就不需要拜天上的神啊。
Elijah challenged them to say that if the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him.
那众民一言不答。
But the people did not answer him one word.
为什么？
Why?
他不愿意做选择。
Because they didn't want to make a choice.
他的信仰是脚踏两只船。
Their faith was one that they stepped in two legs and two boats at one time.
拜偶像是外邦的文化。
And even though Baal was a worship of the idol that the Gentiles adopted,
是强而有力。
It is
很有力量。
It is very powerful influence on the people.
所以他们挡不住，就随着外邦拜偶像。
And they could not stand against this culture, so they worship just like the Gentile nations around them.
但是他们的良心知道他们祖宗拜的神是大有能力的。
And but yet they knew also that the God their ancestors worship was also very powerful.
所以理论的说服没有用。
And so trying to argue with them was not able to sway their opinion.
一直到献祭火从天上降下来，他们才回心转意归向神。
And so the words failed only when the fire came down from heaven were they persuaded in their hearts.
所以这个火从天上降下来确实对一个人信仰的回归复兴有非常大的力量。
And so when we are able to witness fire coming down from heaven, it does tremendous work in being able to bring back our faith and revive our faith.
那这个献祭在新约时代也是我们的侍奉，也可以讲我们的祷告。
And this type of offering represents prayer and also services we offer unto the Lord today.
如果我们的侍奉，我们的祷告蒙神悦纳。
If our service and our prayers are pleasing to God.
神从天上降下他的能力，降下他的火。
God will likewise send down His fire from heaven, His power.
让人在教会里面能够看到神的作为。
So that people can witness the powerful workings of the Holy Spirit in a church.
很多人的信仰就会再回归向神。
Then many people's hearts and faith will be revived.
所以没有很实际神有能力的显现，有时候理论听一听啊，生活不会改变。
And so if we just listen to the word of God, it is all just theory. And until we witness the powerful fire from the Lord, we will not change our hearts.
这是第二次火从天上降下来。
This is the second time that fire came down from heaven.
那在列王记上里面。
And in 1 Kings.
列王记上21章。
In chapter 21.
列代志上。
And Leviticus 21.
列代。
First Chronicles.
21章。
Verse 21.
二十六节。
Verse 26. 请读。And David built there an altar to the Lord, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings, and called on the Lord. He answered him from heaven by fire and an altar of burnt offering. So the Lord commanded the angel, and he returned his sword to his sheath. At that.
到这里哈，这里说大卫在献祭。
Here it states that David built an altar.
他为什么要献祭
？Why did he want to offer burnt offerings?
要赎罪。
To and peace offerings to pay for sins.
因为在开头我们看大卫做了一件神不喜欢的事。
Because we see that David did something that was displeasing to God in the beginning of the chapter.
就是数点百姓。
And that was to number or count, have a census of his people.
那民数记也不是在数点百姓吗？
Did they not already conduct the census and numbers?
民数记数点百姓是要准备征战。
The reason there is a census conducted in Book of Numbers was to prepare the Israelites for battle.
那是神吩咐的。
And that was a census commanded by the God.
那在这里，大卫数点百姓是为自己的荣耀。
And the reason why David sent a ordered a census here was for his own glory.
当然这就得罪神了。
And doing this offended God.
那神有三个灾殃任他选。
And so God gave him three choices for punishments.
他选择宁愿落在神的手中。
And David chose to fall into the hands of the mighty God.
因为大卫曾经跟神很亲近，他知道神的心。
Because David knows the heart of God, and he knows how compassionate God is.
他不愿意落在人的手里。
He didn't want to fall into the hands of man.
就在灾殃降临的时候。
And when the disaster had been sent out by the hand of God.
祭。
Then he offered unto God.
这里说燔祭和平安祭。
Says burnt offerings and peace offerings.
那这个 献祭神喜欢。
And this offering was pleasing to God.
哦，那神就吩咐他的使者收刀入鞘。
And so he commanded the angel, and he returned his sword to his sheath.
哦，所以啊，我们有时候啊，人软弱，有一时软弱，难免会有过犯。
So sometimes we may trespass against God.
哦，但是啊，我们在主的爱的面前呢，过犯其实是可以得赦免的。
During our times of weakness, but these times of trespasses can obtain forgiveness from God.
其实最重要就是忧伤痛悔的心。
And if we offer up a broken and contrite heart to the Lord, He will listen.
这个最难，但是最重要。
And though it is difficult to offer such an offering, yet it is.
痛悔的心，神必不轻看。
The most important offering that God will listen to, because God will not despise a broken, contrite heart.
所以大卫在这里祷告，献祭，神就从天上降火。
And when David offered up offerings here, God immediately sent down fire to show His approval.
悦纳他的献祭，所以那个灾殃就结束了。
And as soon as God received His pleasing offering, then the tragedy was immediately stopped.
可见神是有怜悯的。
And we can see that the Lord, in fact, is merciful.
有丰盛的慈爱，不轻易发怒。
He is filled with grace and mercy. He is not easily angered.
所以人只要愿意奉献这种忧伤痛悔的心呢，这神就会悦纳。
And so as long as we are willing to offer up a broken, contrite heart, God in His ever unfailing compassion will listen to us.
那火从天上降下来，第四种。
There is a fourth type of offering here.
列代志下。
In 2 Chronicles.
第七章。
In chapter 7.
列代志下第七章。
2 Chronicles chapter 7.
这里在提到他们所罗门在献殿。
Here it mentions that Solomon was offering before to consecrate the holy temple.
第七章第一节。
In verse 1. When Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
这个地方讲，献殿的时候，所罗门祈祷完毕。
Here it states that after Solomon prayed to God to dedicate the temple,
就有火从天上降下来。
Then fire came down from heaven.
神的荣光充满着殿。
And the glory of God filled the temple.
圣殿是神立名的居所。
A temple is a name where God places His name, His dwelling place.
所以神住在至高的天上。
And so even though God dwells in the highest heavens,
神也要在人间与人同在。
He will also dwell among us.
那人间就是在旧约就是圣殿，在新约就是教会。
On the earth, in the Old Testament, it was the temple. In the New Testament, it is the church.
那当时盖圣殿，所有里面的器具完全依照神所指示的样式去做。
And at the time when they constructed the temple, they constructed according to all the measurements and the commands of God.
那这样做完了，盖完了献殿的时候，火就从天上降下来。
And after they prepared all the vessels and everything that was dedicated to the Lord, God, fire came from heaven to show His approval.
今天我们教会要不断地回归圣经。
So today our church needs to continue to never stop returning back to God.
以圣经的原则跟精神来建立我们的教会。
To continue to build a church according to the standards and the commands that God has laid out for us.
这是我们的目标。
This is our goal.
当我们教会越来越照圣经做。
When our church continues to grow closer and closer to the type of church that God expects us to be,
我们在教会的侍奉就能够蒙神悦纳。
Then our service in this church will be pleasing to the Lord.
火从天上降下来。
And fire will come down from heaven.
我们可以很清楚感受到神与我们同在。
And we will clearly experience the abidance of God.
神真的是住在我们当中。
That God clearly dwells among us.
那众人就会蒙大恩。
Then everyone will receive grace, abundance of grace and blessings from God.
所以这是我们努力的目标。
And so this is our point, a goal that we need to strive after.
利未记第九章在提到火从神面前出来。
And so Leviticus chapter 9 also speaks of a fire coming forth from the Lord.
神悦纳他们的侍奉。
And God was pleased with their offering.
那我们再看回来看利未记第十章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 10.
啊，立位记的第十章。
Leviticus chapter 10.
第十章的第二节。
Verse 2. So fire.
第一节第二节。
Verse 1 and 2, then Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it, put incense on it, and offered profane fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. Verse 2, so fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord.
啊，这个说亚伦的儿子啊，拿达亚比户。
States that Aaron's sons Nadab and Abihu.
那他也在神面前啊，献祭。
They too offer sacrifices unto God.
在第二节特别讲他献燔火。
Here it says they offer profane fire before the Lord.
哦，那什么是燔火呢
？What is profane fire?
啊，因为这个圣殿的祭坛里面啊有火。
Because there is fire already in the temple of God.
哦，所以他们在献祭物所要那个香炉的火应该是从祭坛上那个火点下来的。
And so the incense altar should be lighted with the fire from the altar of God.
那这个燔火很可能是在厨房随便哪个地方方便就去找一个火来点在他的香坛上。
But this profane fire that they offer was not the fire that was taken from the altar. It was probably fire they created from someplace else.
那对人来讲，反正都是火，方便就好。
And they may have done it out of convenience. So to man, as long as it's fire, it doesn't matter where that fire is taken from.
那对神来讲，这是燔火。
But to God, this fire is profane fire.
那神是圣的。
But the Lord God, He's holy.
所以人在神面前献燔火，这是非常严重的事情。
And therefore, it is very serious matter when man offers profane fire before God.
所以第二节啊，火从神面前出来，就把他们烧灭，就死在神的面前。
Verse 2 says, "So fire went forth from the Lord and devoured them; they died before the Lord."
因此，这个火从神面前下来啊，这个就代表神的不悦纳，神的生气。
And this time, when the fire came out from God, it shows that He was displeased, where He was angry with the type of offering they gave.
那这个拿达跟亚比户啊，如果我们再回到出埃及记去看
，If we turn back to Exodus to study Nadab and Abihu,
他是亚伦的子孙啊，儿子。
They are the sons of Aaron.
那在出埃及记二十四章
，In Exodus 24,
他跟摩西、亚伦呢，他们一起上到山上观看神。
They Nadab and Abihu, along with Moses and Aaron, went up to the mountain to worship God.
神的荣光显现。
They witnessed the glory of God manifested.
在那里又吃又喝。
On Mount Sinai, and they drank and ate.
所以他也知道神的荣耀，也知道神的可畏。
And so they know how to fear God, and they know about the great glory and majesty of God.
但是虽然他看过神啊，但等他要献祭的时候
，And even though they know God, yet while they wanted to offer the offering,
他就忘记了一个重要的原则。
They forgot the commandment of God.
就是要献圣洁的火，不能献燔火。
That they can only burn the incense with holy fire from the altar, not from their self-created fire.
所以这个献祭不但没有得神悦纳，反而失掉了生命。
And so this offering did not only not please God, but they themselves were killed as a result.
那到底为什么他会去献燔火呢
？Now, what is the reason that they will offer up profane fire？
当然，圣经也没有办法找到直接的证据。
There is no explanation in the Bible.
但是如果我们再往下看第八节到十一节
，If we look at verse 8 to 11。Then the Lord spoke to Aaron, saying, verse 9, "Do not drink wine or intoxicating drink, you nor your sons with you, when you go into the tabernacle meeting, lest you die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, that you may distinguish between holy and unholy, between unclean and clean." Verse 11, "That you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord has spoken to them by the hand of Moses."
这个第八节特别讲哦，对亚伦说，你跟你的儿子进会幕的时候， 清酒浓酒都不可喝。
So specifically, the Lord commanded Aaron that you and your sons should not drink wine or intoxicating drink when you go into.
下面说，免得你们死亡。
Serve the tabernacle meeting, lest you die.
所以这个喝酒会到最后会变成跟死亡又关在一起，关联在一起。
It seems that the drinking wine will relate to dying.
那怎么喝酒跟死亡会连在一起呢？
Why is it that drinking is related to death?
那如果我们看第十节，可能可以找到一些线索。
And verse 10 explains.
使你们可以将圣的、俗的、洁净的、不洁净分别出来。
That you may distinguish between holy and unholy and between unclean and clean.
所以这样连起来看哦。如果人喝了酒，有时候可能判断力错误，或者说，注意力没有办法集中，到最后就奉献的俗的，不洁净。
So it may be that when anyone drinks wine, their focus, or their concentration, or their discernment may be affected. So affect them so much that when they serve God, they are unable to distinguish between holy and unholy, and end up offering sacrifices as displeasing to God.
那神的同在，这是极大的恩典。
And this is indeed a greatest blessing to have the abidance of God.
但是神的同在对人来讲，这也是一个极大的什么责任。
And to have the abidance of God is also a great responsibility.
对他们来讲啊，这个做祭司职任呢非常尊贵，但是责任也很大。
And even though the priesthood is very royal and a very high status, but it is also, besides honorable, it is also a very heavy responsibility.
因为圣跟俗、洁净不洁净，如果分不清楚啊，进去就死了。
Because if they're unable to distinguish between holy and unholy, clean and unclean, then they may be struck down dead in the service of God.
所以今天我们的侍奉
And therefore today in our service to God,
非常的重要
It is very important.
圣跟俗要分得很清楚
What is holy and unholy is very important for us to discern.
洁净跟不洁净要分得很清楚
We need to be able to distinguish what is unclean and clean.
那这个分得很清楚的关键在哪里
And how do we distinguish between these items?
我们看罗马书十二章
Let's look at Romans chapter 12.
罗马书的十二章
Romans chapter 12.
十二章的第一节当然就说我们把自己身体献上当作活祭给神。
Verse 1 says that we ought to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God.
这个身体献上就是我们整个人啊，哇，一生就是为着服侍神在活。
And it says that your bodies, this is entire body, means your entire lifetime should be offered unto God.
不一定这是指着全职的侍奉。
It may not refer to a full-time ministry.
有的人虽然地上有工作，但是侍奉神非常认真。
And even though some people may have work in this world, jobs, but they still diligently serve God.
这就是活祭。
And this itself is also a living sacrifice.
但是当我们在读第一节的时候，第二节非常重要。
And so, reading number verse 1, we also have to consider verse 2.
第二节。
And verse 2 says, And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
我看英文很有趣哦 ,conform 跟 transform 放在一起。
We see the words in juxtaposition, conform and transform.
如果我们效法世界，或者说从英文再翻过来，被世界同化，我们的奉献，我们的侍奉就是俗。
And if we are conformed to this world, then our servitude to God will be displeasing to Him.
但是如果我们有办法更新
，But if we are transformed by the renewing of mind,
那我们的侍奉就是圣的。
Then our offering shall be holy.
所以我们的侍奉是圣还俗，到最后我们自己最清楚，我们是用什么心在做。
Whether or not our servitude is holy or unholy, we ourselves are most clearly to be able to distinguish.
那这个世界跟心力更新到底差在哪里？
And what is the difference between conforming to the world and transform in the mind?
一个最重要的差别就是世界是以自我为中心。
greatest difference is that conforming this world means that we are very self-centered.
信仰是以神为中心。
But faith is God-centered.
这个是根本的差别。
And this is the greatest difference.
这个是圣跟俗的差别。
And this is the foundational difference between holy and unholy.
所以我们在考虑事情啊。
And so whenever we consider any matter,
如果我们站在人的立场在考虑。
If we evaluate and consider things from a perspective of man,
我的利益、我的喜欢、我的立场、我什么都是我的，这个就是俗。
From our own perspectives, our own opinions, from our own favors and our prejudices, then this is all self-centered and it's human will.
我对我有什么好处，这个就是俗。
And seeking selfish ambition, this is all worldly.
那圣就是神的想法。
And whatever is holy is according to God's will.
神的荣耀。
For the sake of God's glory.
怎么做神会喜欢。
And whatever that is pleasing to the Lord.
那这个就是圣。
And that is called holy.
所以要从俗变成圣，这不简单啊。
And so our servitude in order to be transformed from unholy to holy, it is not easy.
所以主耶稣说，你如果要跟从我。
And therefore, Lord Jesus said, if you are to follow me,
第一个, 你要舍己,
you must first deny yourself.
自我否定,
we must cut ourselves off.
世界是自我肯定,
deny ourselves, because this world tells us that we need to be convicted of ourselves.
也要别人肯定我们,
and we seek to be confirmed by others.
信仰是自我否定,
but with faith, it's opposite.
这样我们才能够尊神伟大。
We are supposed to deny ourselves so that we can glorify and magnify the name of God.
所以主耶稣说, 我在哪里侍奉你，我的也在哪里。
And therefore when Lord Jesus said, wherever I am, there my servant will be also.
就是跟着主走。
This is where we follow the Lord in his steps. We have no longer our own self.
那这样我们的侍奉才是圣的，是神悦纳的。
Then our servitude will be pleasing and well received by our Lord. And this is our training for entire life.
非常不简单。
It is very difficult to attain.
我们在人群中打滚一圈回来, 自我又跑出来。
Many times when we have relationships with others, we find that our own selfish self emerges.
我们在公司里面上班到回到教会里面侍奉人心态是完全不一样。
And when we work in a company and when we serve in a church, it should be a completely different attitude.
圣心态有变化，我们的侍奉就是圣的。
And if our hearts are in line with God's way, then our servitude will be holy.
那如果我们心态没有变化，我们的侍奉是俗的，就得不到神的喜悦。
If our hearts are still in the world when we serve God, then our servitude will not be pleasing to God.
所以才说不可以喝酒。
And therefore it states here, do not drink.
酒是什么？
What is wine?
当然也可以指着酒精。
Of course, it can refer to alcohol.
酒也可以指着世俗的满足，世俗的娱乐。
It can also refer to the satisfaction pleasures we find in this world.
我们如果进入这个世界太深。
If we are too if we sink too deep into this world,
名利享受这个进太深进去。
In fame or in benefits or in indulgences.
这个酒喝太多了。
And we drink too much of the world.
你看侍奉很难是成圣。
Then our servitude will be very difficult to be holy.
所以这里讲啊，这个亚伦的子孙啊，清酒浓酒都不可以喝。
And therefore it states here that the descendants of Aaron, doesn't matter if they drink any alcohol or intoxicating drink, they can drink neither.
一个真正要侍奉神的人哦，名利享受全部都要割掉。
And therefore a true servant of God will deny all fame, glory, status, and any benefits of this world.
那这样我们的侍奉才能够头脑很清醒，这样照着神的旨意来侍奉他。
After we disavow all these self-interests, then we can have a very clear mind to discern what is holy unto the Lord.
那在圣经里面也提到好几次这个侍奉的这个奉献这个火没有蒙神悦纳。
And the Bible records quite a few accounts where the offering was rejected by the Lord.
我们看民数记。
Let's look in Numbers.
民数记的16章。
Chapter 16.
民数记十六章。
Number 16.
六节跟七节。
Verse 6 and 7. Do this, take censers, Korah, and all your company. Put fire in them, put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow. It shall be that the man whom the Lord chooses is the Holy One. You take too much upon yourselves, you sons of Levi.
这里啊，摩西告诉他们，明天你们要火圣在炉里面，然后来献祭。
Moses gave Korah and company instructions to take their censers.
啊，这个故事我们大家都很熟，献到最后地裂开，把他们都夹进去了。
And we are all familiar with the story. After they brought off their censers, God swallowed them up by opening up land.
那到底到发生什么事情？
And so what exactly happened?
为什么他们奉献的神不能接受？
Why is it that their incense was rejected by God?
如果我们从第一节一直读到第三节，
If we read from verse 1 to 3,
我们就知道这个可拉党这些人，
We see that those belonging to Korahites,
他没有办法顺服摩西的领导。
They're unwilling to submit to the leadership of Moses.
但是他讲的理由相当的堂皇。
And the reason they use seems so grandiose.
但是到最后内心其实就是一个傲。
But what it boils down to is pride in their hearts.
所以他就没有办法顺服。
And so they were unable to submit to Moses' leadership.
所以顺服是一种谦卑。
And therefore submission is a type of humility.
人如果有傲气，人的侍奉不容易蒙神悦纳。
If a man has arrogance, then his offerings will not be easily received by the Lord.
所以可拉党的侍奉并没有带给他们好处。
And therefore, the servitude of Korah did not bring them any benefits.
我们再看列代志下二十六章。
Let's look at Second Chronicles, verse chapter 26.
列代志下二十六章。
Second Chronicles 26.
这里在讲乌西亚王在献祭。
Here states of the offering of Uzziah.
我们看十六节。
Verse 16. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord, his God, by entering the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense.
这里讲乌西亚王要进到神的殿烧香献祭。
It states that King Uzziah sought to offer incense in the Lord's temple.
他是王啊，没有人敢讲。
He is king, so no one dared to go against him.
那第十七节。
Yet in verse 17,
这里讲这个祭司就勇敢的祭司八十个人进去告诉他。
Azariah and 80 brave priests went in to confront him.
对他说什么？
And what did they say to him to withstand? Verse 18.
说给神烧香啊，不是你的事。
It says to burn incense to the Lord is not your responsibility.
因为你是王，你不是祭司啊。
Because you're a king, you're not a priest.
这不是你的事。
This is not your responsibility.
你做的已经超越你本身的职分。
You have done something that has exceeded your boundary.
但是这个王听不下去。
The scope of your responsibility, but the king would not listen.
所以第十九节。
And therefore in verse 19,
乌西亚就发怒。
And Uzziah became furious.
手拿着香要献祭。
And he continued to offer a censer in his hand.
结果大麻风就来了。
While he was angry, leprosy broke out on his forehead.
那为什么乌西亚王听不下去？
Why is it that Uzziah rejected the advice of these priests?
十六节。
Verse 16.
他既强盛，就心高气傲。
Because when he was strong, his heart was lifted up.
可见呢，一个人信心有两种。
And therefore, a person may have two types of faith.
一种是从神来的。
One type of faith is from God.
一种是从世界来的。
And the other type of faith is from the world.
所以这个腓立比书叫做 confident of flesh， 英文中文翻作肉体。
Ephesians it says confidence in the flesh.
如果我们的奉献侍奉是从世界来的，
and today,
这个信心是从世界来的。
If our servitude comes from a base of confidence in our flesh，
我们会跟乌西亚王一样。
Then we will be just like Uzziah。
人的劝诫听不下去。
And we cannot listen to the advice of others。
这个奉献就会有问题。
And then our servitude will have problems。
但是如果把世界的信心拿掉，
but if we remove this confidence in our flesh,
别人的劝诫我们就听得下。
This earthly faith, then we can then be humble enough to listen to the advice of others.
我们的侍奉才能够蒙神悦纳。
And then our servitude will be well pleasing to God.
所以侍奉是恩典。
And therefore we realize that to be able to serve God is a blessing.
但是神有两种的火。
But God has two types of fires to respond.
一种是神的悦纳。
One shows his approval,
一种是神的怒气。
And second one shows his displeasure.
因此我们在神面前非常的谨慎。
Therefore, we must be very careful with everything we do.
唱诗。
Before the Lord, sing him.
Chapter
119.